Experience worship. True worship. Experience the Word, bringing you wholeness. Experience the warmth of fellowship. Experience wholeness at Lighthouse. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday at the Lighthouse. House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. Visit our website at www.lighthouseng.org or contact us at info@lighthouseng.org. The Lighthouse, lighting your pathway to destiny.
So this morning I'm talking about the power of praise. It's our Thanksgiving Sunday, and I'm talking about the power of praise. Last month I talked about cultivating a heart of gratitude. Somebody's saying, what's the difference? There's a difference, and we'll see it shortly. Praise God. In the meanwhile, Pastor is somewhere preaching this morning. In fact, he's preaching in two places. So please, as you are sitting down, be speaking to God on his behalf as well, that God will grant him strength. Because after then, he's going to Rema to teach until evening. Praise the Lord. Okay. So we go into the power of praise. I read Psalm 100 from verse 1 to the end. It's a short chapter. And it says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. We don't know how to shout, yeah? Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Praise the Lord. Okay, so I said I'm talking about the power of praise. You know, there are quite a number of spiritual habits that we cultivate in our journey, in our spiritual journey, that we should cultivate anyway, that we should have. We should have them. And, you know, we have habits like praying. Am I right? That help on our spiritual journey. Habits like praying. We have habits like fasting. Who likes to fast? Neither here nor there. But fasting is a good habit that we must cultivate. Amen? Amen? So we have habits like Bible reading. How many of us read our Bibles every day? You try. Okay? So we have habits like Bible study. Reading is different from study. I hope you know that. Okay? You have meditation. And one of those habits that we should also cultivate is the habit of praise. Hallelujah. It's a habit of praise. Praise is one of such habits. And all of these habits actually play an important role in our spiritual journey. When you lack any one of these habits, you struggle. You tend to struggle. You tend to struggle in your spiritual walk. That's why some people are one day up, another day down. We have to be in consistent fellowship with God. And a big part of that fellowship is learning to praise God. So, what is praise? It's amazing to note that in scripture, even though we just read praise, there are like 5 different Greek words that is used in different places for praise. Hallelujah. There are like 5 different. I just stopped at 5. I didn't want to go any further. And what you will just see in our English Bible is praise. Meanwhile, they mean different things. Praise the Lord. So, you have the word yada. How many people have heard yada? And yada means to worship with extended hands like we did this morning. Just lift up your hands. That's the word yada. And you have Tehillah. How many have had Tehillah? Some people even name their children Tehillah. Tehillah means praise as well. You know, but Tehillah actually means like a hymn that you are singing. A song. That's what Tehillah means. And then you have Zama. Zama is to worship with an instrument, to sing with an instrument. So that means if you're saying Zama, that means that your praise is accompanied with instrument, particularly string instruments, not drum. String instruments. You know, in the Old Testament, you have, well, in Jewish culture, really, drums are not a main feature of their worship. They do more with horns. They do more with strings. You have the harp, you have the violin, you have the viola, you have the cello. You know, all of those string instruments, they are more in line with that. So you have Zama. So when you say Zama, that means that you are singing and there is an accompaniment on a string instrument. Praise the Lord. And then you have Halal. How many people have had Halal before? When you buy stuff in the market, particularly when you travel abroad, they will put, that is fantastic. So Halal is to make a show, to boast. To make a show, to boast about God, I would say. And then you have Toda. And Toda is adoration. Like you adore, you know, you're adoring somebody. And Toda also comes along with, like you have a group of people that are worshiping, like a choir of worshippers. So when you say Toda, Toda is not one person singing. Toda is a group of people, a choir of people worshiping the Lord. Praise the Lord. And all of these five words show up in different places in Scripture. Even though what you will see is praise. You will just see praise. Hallelujah. So what is praise? If you know me by now, you know I like to define so that we know what exactly we're talking about. Praise is the worship of God with honor and thanksgiving. Praise is the worship of God with honor and thanksgiving. That's the Bible dictionary. Praise is the worship of God with honor, emphasis on honor, and thanksgiving. So that means that you cannot praise without honor being an important part of that, you know, of that worship. So praise is the worship of God with honor and thanksgiving. And in these times, praise is so important because praise is particularly important when we are struggling or when we're in a dark place. It's particularly important when we are struggling or you're in a dark place, things just don't seem clear. You don't know which way to go. You don't know what to do. Praise is very essential in such seasons. Praise is a language of faith. Praise is a language of faith. Praise is a language of faith. I don't know how to explain that, but praise is just a language of faith. Because when you are praising God, when, you know, it's easy to praise when things are good. How many people know that? It's very easy to praise when things are rosy, when things are good. You have paid your rent, you have paid your school fee, your children's school fees. You can even, it's so easy to praise when things are good. But when things are a bit difficult and you are praising, it is a language of faith. Because you are saying, God who has done this in the past is able to still do this one. Even though I haven't seen him yet, but I am sure that he is going to come through for me. So praise is a language of faith. So what does faith do for us? I said it is titled, the message is titled Power of Praise. And there were, you know, there was quite a lot that kept coming to me, but I think I will stop at, I hope I can get to 10. I'll try. What does praise do for us? Number one, praise lifts our spirits. Like I said, when you're in a dark place, or when you are struggling, or you know, things are just not, and you just get into that mood of praise, it lifts your spirit. Psalm 42 verse 5 to 6. Psalm 42 verse 5 to 6. And this is David. If you get back home, you can read from verse 1. It talks about how he too had good times in, you know, before now, and then he just entered into this. He says, "Why are you cast down, O my soul?" He says, "And why are you disquieted within me?" He says, "Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." And verse 6 says something important. It says, "Oh my God, my soul..." See him talking back to God now. He says, "Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me." He says, "Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan. I will remember the things that you have done in time past. And from the heights of Hermon, from the hill Mizar." He initially, you know, talks to his soul. I said, "Soul, why are you cast down?" You would understand that we can talk to our souls when you remember that we're a tripartite being. We have, man is essentially what? A spirit. You have a soul, and you live in a body. So this body is a bodysuit or earth suit, like some people call it. So you actually can talk to your soul. And so the psalmist here was saying, soul, what's up now? Why are you agitated? Why are you not settled? You know, there's so many times you are so agitated. You are just worried and all of that. You actually can talk to your soul. And he said, "Soul, calm down. This too shall pass. Be calming down. Soul, be calming down. This too shall pass." So he says, why are you cast down, oh my soul? So encouraging also himself. So, like I said, praise lifts our spirits, lifts our souls. When we are in, you know, dark places, we are struggling, praise lifts our souls. And you know, I put down here John 16:33 because it came to me. Can we display John 16:33, please? I don't want to just quote it. John 16:33. It says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace." It says, "In the world you will have what? Tribulation." Pastor will say, "Raised to power 3. It says, "But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." This is a scripture that we must know, and that we must have a handle on, because things will happen. But Jesus said here, "Be at peace. I have handled," I think there's a version that says, "I have handled the world. Be of good cheer." So when things are, you know, when things are not looking like it, you can just get into that praise mode. And believe you me, your spirits will be lifted. And when you praise, it takes your eyes off your troubles and put them on Jesus. That's very essential. Because Hebrews 12 talks about that. It says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. The reason why most of the time we get agitated is because we shift focus. We begin to look around. And how many people remember that story of Peter that was walking on water? And then as he began to assess what was going on around, and most of us are good at what do they call those people that you survey, you analyze? Yes, we are good analysts. We are analyzing. So once you take your eyes off Jesus and you begin to analyze, analysis that leads to paralysis. You begin to analyze. The more analysis you make, the more fear comes upon you, the more you are agitated. So we must, as a matter of fact, ensure that we keep looking on Jesus. So I said, praise lifts your spirit. Number 2, praise enlarges our perception of God. It enlarges our perception of God. And that is so simple. Because whatever you focus on grows bigger. Am I right? Anything you put your focus on will grow bigger. Certain. And that's what the enemy wants you to do. You will keep looking. There's no money in this account. What are we going to do? Anything you put your focus on, it enlarges, it magnifies. So when you put your focus on Jesus or on God, it enlarges your perception of God. So when you are praising God, 69:30, Psalm 69 verse 30, It says, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. So when you praise, when you are praising God, you are magnifying God. Hallelujah. You are making God grow bigger. When you focus on something, like I said, it grows bigger. It grows bigger. So when you are magnifying God, those problems that you think are gigantic become smaller. So you have a choice. Either you want to magnify God or you want to magnify your problems. Hallelujah. We have a choice. You want to magnify God or you want to magnify your problems. But note something. Whatever you focus on grows bigger. Grows bigger. Grows bigger. Whatever you're focusing on, you are magnifying that thing. Hallelujah. Number three, praise brings deliverance and glorifies God. And in this, I have Psalm 50. Praise brings deliverance and glorifies God. Psalm 50, verse 23. Please display it in the Amplified for me. Amplified. It says, he who offers the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving honors me. And to him who orders his way rightly, who follows the way that I show him, I shall show the salvation of God. So praise brings deliverance and glorifies God. And that deliverance happened in so many places in the Bible. And we're going to be looking at Acts 16, the story of Paul and Silas in the prison. Hallelujah. How many of us remember that story? When Paul delivered the girl that was a soothsaying, and the servants of the girl saw that their money-making machine money-making business had ended, they shouted, and Paul and Silas were put in the prison. Let's go to Acts 16. Acts 16, 25. Verse 25. It says, but at midnight. Midnight can actually be, how do we call that thing now? It may mean like the darkest part of, midnight is the darkest part of the night. But then again, it may mean midnight. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it is when things are so dark. When things are so dark in someone's life. It says, but at midnight. So at midnight, they had been in that prison before midnight. I hope you know that. Because it was during the day that they delivered the girl in the marketplace. And they were taken into the prison. But it says at midnight. And I'm thinking to myself, that midnight, maybe they had thought they had gone. You know how you x-ray things. They had x-rayed that incident. And in their mind, they were saying, should we have done it? Shouldn't we have done it? What? It may be. But it says that at midnight. And I'm thinking when they were feeling so low. When they were feeling so down. It says, Paul and Silas were praying and they were singing hymns to God. And the prisoners were listening to, of course they will hear them because at midnight it's very quiet. People are supposed to be sleeping at midnight. Am I right? So they were singing. Continue, let's go. Where am I stopping? 26, go to 20, okay. It says, suddenly there was a great earthquake. So that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. Just go along with me. Don't mind my... So in my head, I am playing this scenario. And I'm thinking God was... Because somewhere in Psalms, we're going to get there. It says God inhabits the praises of his people. So I am thinking that when they began to offer that praise, you know, singing the hymns, it says God inhabits. So God came on the scene. And I'm thinking on his throne. So once God landed in that prison cell, there was no way there wasn't going to be an earthquake. Because the earth must give way to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So God came. God came into that situation. Some of us are looking at me and saying, when you are reading the Bible, read with imagination. Imagine it's his present day. Imagine that God descends into this place. What is going to happen? All of us will, first of all, some people will first of all run. And then they will come back again to say, what happened? What happened? What happened? Because there is going to be a shaking. It's not possible God gets somewhere and there's everything just remain calm. All of you are sitting on your chair. No, now. Something will happen. So like I said, I'm imagining that when they began to praise, as God inhabits the praise, God came down on his throne. No. So both throne and God landed in the cell. Of course, there must be earthquake. There must be a shaking. And everything that was chained was loosed. Praise the Lord. So, when you praise God, there is deliverance. There is deliverance. Let's look at 2 Chronicles. That's another amazing story. And the story of Jehoshaphat. Three nations' armies were coming to fight Judah. Just them, just one. Three people gathered, wanted to fight. Jehoshaphat knew that they didn't have strength now. So, he just went before God and said, Father, this one that is here now, we cannot do this one. We can't fight. How are we going to do this? Three against one. You're already outnumbered. So he went into the temple, placed the letter, Abi, before, and then prayed. And then the day of the war, amazing strategy. He didn't go and rent army, go and get army from some places. You know, like we do ECOWAS, ECOMOG, that thing that we did that time, that we went to fight, gathered every, no. He selected praise singers. And before the army, praise, what kind of strategy was that? He selected praise singers. Before the army were praise singers. Let's see what happened. 2 Chronicles 20:21. Let's see what happened. 2 Chronicles 20:21. It says, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. 22. Now when they began to sing and to praise, all they did was to sing and to praise. See what happened. It says, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. Did they lift anything? All he did was to get praise singers, and as they were singing, the Lord is good and his mercies endures forever. God was dealing with the army. So praise brings deliverance. Praise brings salvation. Praise the Lord. It brings deliverance. It brings salvation. It prepares the way for God to enter in a supernatural dimension. You want to see the supernatural hand of God? Then begin to praise. Begin to praise. Praise. Supernatural dimension of God, begin to praise. Hallelujah. And God is just waiting for us. You know how we do strong head? We can do this. We can do this. God is looking at you now. You can do it. Continue. Go ahead. But he's waiting for you to say, Father, I can't do this. So, this life, I can't live it on my own. And that's what we read, Galatians 2:20. The life that I have now, I live by the faith in the Son of God. But we are too, we are powerful. So we want to do things by ourselves. Okay? Again, praise is beautiful. Praise is beautiful. And this brings to mind a song. Praise looks good on you, don't mind. Thank you. Praise is beautiful. Psalm 33 and verse 1. Psalm 33 and verse 1. Psalm 33 and verse 1. Psalm 33 verse 1. Okay, seems like. Okay, it says, rejoice in the Lord, all you righteous, for praise from the upright is beautiful. I wanted to check something, but I think I forgot along the way. But when I was reading this, what came to me was like that when you are praising, you know, they said that Joseph had a coat of many colors. Like I said, use your imagination when you are reading the Bible. So in my own imagination, what came to me was that when you are praising, it's like you have on a coat of many colors that stands you out. And God sees you. I remember that in secondary school, there was this thing that we used to, that was what I wanted to check up on, because secondary school time, don't tell now, I can't remember. There's this thing they call kaleidoscope or something that you do that is like white, but when you place it under something, it just bursts out in colors. How many people remember? Eh? I can't hear you. Prisms. Whatever. Sure, you shall remember, because I wanted to check it, but I didn't have the time to. So when you are praising, don't forget I said a coat of many colors. So essentially, you may not see the colors on you. But it's like when you are praising, colors are bursting forth. Colors are bursting forth from you. Colors are bursting forth. It says, praise from the upright is beautiful. So praise is beautiful. And I think it says the same thing in Psalm 147 verse 1. Same thing. Praise is beautiful. So when you think that your life lacks color, you think your life lacks color, you think there's something that is just not right, can you embark on a praise spree? Can you just embark on a praise spree? Hallelujah. God inhabits our praise. God inhabits our praise. So you want God to come on the scene for you. Psalm 22 verse 3. You want God to come on the scene for you, then praise him. It says, but you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Can you give me that in KJV? KJV. Yes. It says, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. So you want God to, yes, we carry God. We carry God. I know that. So, you know, like that prayer that we pray, as we are going, go with us, that is not a prayer. Because God is already with you. It says he's in you, he's for you, and he's, you know. So, but you want God on the scene for something. You need the intervention of God. Like I said in that act, bring praise to the scene. Because where there is praise, you are sure that God is going to be there. Hallelujah. So God inhabits our praises. And of course, praise is a spiritual weapon that silences the enemy. It's a spiritual weapon. And that is a weapon that we do not use so often. We'd rather pray. Prayer is good. And in fact, praise is a form of prayer. But we'd rather pray, bind the devil, cast the devil out, set fire on our enemies, than praise. Psalm 8 verse 2. Praise is a spiritual weapon that silences the enemy. I'll read this in NKJV, then I'll read it in ERV. It says, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. Let me read it in ERV. It says, from the mouths of children and babes come songs of praise to you. It says, they sing of your power to silence your enemies who were seeking revenge. I take that again. It says, from the mouths of children and babes come songs of praise to you. It says, they sing of your power to silence your enemies who were seeking revenge. So praise is a spiritual weapon. It's a spiritual weapon that silences the enemy. And here I would say, please let's teach our children to praise God. It says, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants. You know, I was talking to someone, I can't remember when exactly, and she's pregnant, and I was telling her, play music for the child, even in the womb, play. Ensure that the child already is accustomed to knowing how to praise God before the child comes. Because I know science tells us that even in the womb, they are aware. So build an atmosphere around your children. And you know, even in your house, Pastor does this a lot. He's calming down small. Anywhere you see Pastor, if you stay there for like 10, 15 minutes, be sure that you will hear music playing. Satin. It's not, this music will just be playing underneath. Will just be playing. Only God knows how many songs he has on his phone and on his laptop. Because, like I said earlier, God inhabits our praises. So anywhere there is praise, if there's turmoil somewhere, you know, there's everything is just jaga jaga. In fact, if someone loses someone, someone is mourning or they're going through, you know, the loss of someone, when I get there, I have the power, I tell them, put on music. Put on praise music. Because you want to dispel that sad, that gloomy atmosphere. So when you are in your house, instead of listening to Zazu, I don't even know what. I don't know the song that Zazu sang. Go. I shall know there is a Zazu. Eh? I don't know Atasha Kerr and all of those things. Why don't you play? There's an atmosphere that praise songs bring. There's an atmosphere of peace. That praise songs bring. There's an atmosphere. Where there is praise, there's always an atmosphere of God. So in your house, in your car, wherever you are, in your office, if you are not going to be disturbing people, underneath, just let that song, you know, be going on. There's a calmness that it brings to the atmosphere. Praise the Lord. So I said, let's teach our children to praise God. Let them know how to praise God. Praise delivers. Praise is a great deliverer. I tell you. Because sometimes you are in such a place that you cannot even pray. You are too weak to pray. I remember a story, some life that happened to someone I know. She had an issue in the office, and that issue was a bank. So what other issue but money? One customer had refused, has gone away with the money, refused to pay. And they said, go. If you don't bring that money back, don't come back here. So she said she got back home, and she didn't even know what to do. But as she was musing and meditating, the Holy Spirit just told her, begin to praise me. And these were the days of Faith April's. How many of us remember Faith April's? We can't remember Faith April's. Hey, yeah, it's a serious matter. Faith April's. Faith April's was, I think, early 2000s. He just had praise songs. He's a Nigerian singer, Nigerian gospels. So she said, because that time she's not a singer like her. So she would just put on Faith April. Of course, she was home. She was suspended. There was no work anyway. So she would just enter her room, put Faith April and began to praise. Just began to praise and began to dance. And while she was doing that, she told God again that even this, though this thing has happened, I want to be promoted this year. Is it possible? When you're on suspension, suspension has gone into your file. That same year, you want them to promote you. She said, I want to be promoted this year. To know that, long story short, is that the case was resolved. And at the end of the year, she was promoted. It doesn't happen. There's a suspension letter in your file. That year, promotion has passed you. But that tells you the importance, the power of praise. Hallelujah. So please, praise is a weapon that we must learn to use. We must learn to use it. We must learn to use it. Okay? Praise helps us remember God's blessing. It helps us to remember God's blessing. Psalm 12. Let me see what this one says. Psalm 12. Go back to NKJV. Verse 4 and 5, I think. Okay, let's look at Psalm 105. Psalm 105 from verse 1 to 5. We're not going to read it. Just look. I think I'll just take like verse 1 because my time is up. It says, oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. It says, sing to him. Sing psalms to him. Talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. So, praise helps you to remember God's blessing. Talk of his wondrous works. Talk of it. glory in his holy name. Remember the things that when you begin to praise, you know, it just begins to come up in your spirit, the things that God has done for you before now. Hallelujah. And I think Lamentations 3 talks about that. Let me see what Lamentations 3 talks about. It says something about that. It says that this I call to mind. I think it's, let me see, it's about 20 now. Yes, 21. Lamentations 3 and verse 21. It says, this I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. So when you are praising, it helps you to recall the things that God has done for you in the past. Lamentations, yeah. It says, this I recall to mind. Recalling to mind is a strong tool, you know, in giving us hope. Hallelujah. Recalling to mind. So praise helps us remember God's blessing. Because when we have challenges, we tend to forget the things that God has done in time past. You know, where when you read the scriptures, you think, these children of Israel, why are they like this? Why are they like that? We are the same. Human beings have not changed. It's the same. They passed the Red Sea. And Bible says that the water was like a wall. Imagine a wall. I don't know how high that wall would be on each side. And they passed, and it was water. Just a few minutes down the line, they began to make noise. And I say, these people, we are the same. It is what, like Yoruba to say, it is what we are eating in our mouth that we know. Once you have stopped eating it, you have forgotten. You have moved on to something else. So, praise helps us to remember God's blessing. Hallelujah. It helps us to remember who God is and who we also are. Hallelujah. Lastly, please note that praise is not always convenient. Sometimes praise is a sacrifice. So, you know, I told you the story of somebody that had an issue, and then the Holy Spirit said, began to pray. Some of us say praise in this one that we are in. How? Please, who do you know? You begin to call. Show more ED, Coco. Do you know any ED? Or do you know anybody that can link me to the MD? So that, no. Note that sometimes praise is not always convenient. I imagine that when Paul and Silas were in that prison with all the lacerations on their body, to even open their mouth to praise, I'm sure that it would have been a Herculean task. Because they were not in comfort. They were in a cell. Their feet were in stocks. They were chained. But they decided still to praise. Praise sometimes is a sacrifice. Jeremiah verse 33. Jeremiah 33 verse 11. It's a long verse. It says, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of those who will say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercies endures forever, and of those who will bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. For I will cause the captives of the land to return as at the first, says the Lord. So those who bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. So sometimes praise is a sacrifice because it is not convenient. Hallelujah. Isaiah 38. I wanted to do this, but my time is even up as I speak. So how do you praise? When do you praise? Who praises? You praise all of the time, morning, afternoon, night. If you go through the Psalms, you will see, you know, all of that. When you get home, you can read Psalm 148. It talks about the caliber of people, the cadre of people that praise God. But Isaiah 38, verse 18, who praises? 18 to 19. It says, for sure cannot thank you. Death cannot praise you. Those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your truth. 19. The living man, he shall praise you as I do this day. So as long as you have breath, and I think it's Psalm 150 that talks about it, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So as long as you have breath in your nostrils, you are supposed to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In conclusion, let's read Psalm 150. It's not too long. We read from verse 1. And sometimes it's just good to go through the Psalms, you know. Just go through the Psalms. Can we read this together? Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Are we in His sanctuary this morning? Praise Him in His mighty firmament. It says, praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with string instruments and flutes. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. He says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah, this morning. So we must learn to make praise our natural response. We must learn to make praise our natural response. As I close, of course, you know I will sing. Alaye ni o ma yin o baba. Do we know it?
Alaye o ma yin o.
Eni to tiku ko le yo.
So as long as you have breath in your nostrils, you are to praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
This message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org for more.